Hey, this is Chris Johnson, and I've been doing my current job for over 2.5 months now, and I couldn't be fucking happier. It's going great. I wish I fucking left my old job sooner. Would have saved me a lot of fucking annoyance, I can tell you that. Before I ended up taking this current job that I'm at, I actually did try to stay at my old place of employment. You might be wondering, why the fuck have you hated that place if they sucked balls? Why would you want to fucking stay there? Well, I just thought it might be fucking easier. Like, I had time built in there. I was there for 5 fucking years, and I thought, like, if I could just get off the goddamn phones and not sell this shit anymore, because I worked in fucking insurance sales. It was a call center environment. Call, fucking nonstop all day, fucking selling shit to people. I was fucking tired of that. I thought, well, maybe, like, there's other jobs here that don't suck dick. Like, maybe I could just go do another fucking job here and fucking stay here and not have to go through the whole fucking rigmarole of finding a new fucking gig. Finding a new job is a pain in the ass. It takes a long fucking time. So there was another option. They came up with the other job. It would have been a fucking demotion. So it would have been being paid less money, but I didn't give a shit. I was at the point where, like, I'd rather rip my dick off and throw it in the fucking river than keep taking them fucking phone calls. I didn't give a shit about the money. Like, everybody at that fucking place, that's the problem with the old fucking job. They thought everything was about the fucking money. If the job sucks, the job sucks. There was a fucking gig, it would have been a demotion. Like, I was a grade 63. I don't want to get into the whole fucking grade thing, but 63 was like the highest fucking grade you can get in my fucking position. So I was at like my highest point. I was at the fucking highest salary grade. This other job would have been like a grade 60, I believe. Like 60 or 61, whatever the fuck. I think you start on 60, you move your way back up. So it would have been a significant pay cut. But, you know, I fucking calculated it. I figured, holy shit, I can fucking handle this. I paid off my debt, so I wasn't dealing with like student debt and whatever the fuck else I owed anymore. Divorce debt, all that shit. So I was like, I can fucking swing this. This will fucking make sense. Like, I could do it. And I'm a fucking 63 on the fucking sales floor. My numbers are fucking good. I should get this fucking gig. Like, who the fuck else? Who the fuck else that's not a 63 is going to be more fucking qualified to do this fucking position? It was like kind of like a non-phone position, but you were still doing kind of phones. You weren't selling anymore. You were just like locking policies up that like people were buying new homes. It was fucking easy. But they still make you go through the process of like applying for this shit. So I fucking apply. I don't hear anything for like a month and a half. Then they finally set up this virtual interview. I gotta fucking tell you, that was the absolute worst job interview I have ever had at any point in my fucking life. And it was for a position in a company that I already fucking worked. These pieces of shit treated me like I was the fucking enemy. Like, why the fuck should we let a piece of shit like you, Chris Johnson, why should we fucking lower ourselves to even speak to you about this fucking great job opportunity? Oh, you mean a job opportunity? I'm taking a demotion for you fucking asshole. This bald fucking dickhead who was like the manager of the place, who has like a fucking douchebag cover band on the side, like Dorks on Parade or whatever the fuck it is, just a group of fucking assholes, and this guy is fucking chief asshole. He's like, why do you want to take a pay cut? You're making this money now. Why would you want to just take a job for less money? And I had like an answer for that prepared. I'm like, look, man, I've been doing this job for 5 years. I want to do something else. I don't enjoy it. I'd like to stay with the company. I've been here a while. And to be perfectly honest with you, like, I factored in the money, like, I can take it, I can take the hit and all that. And he's like, well, I don't understand. Like, why wouldn't you just want to save the money? Why wouldn't you just save the money and go on vacation? And I'm thinking to myself, like, how the fuck is it any of your business, you bald fucking piece of shit? How the fuck is it any of your fucking concern what I do with my fucking money? Who the fuck in any job interview would ever ask such a fucking question? Like, could you imagine, like, going to work at a place and be like, well, why the fuck do you want to take this fucking job with this kind of money? Are you a fucking asshole? Like, why are you taking the fucking pay cut? Dude, I got news for you. I took a huge pay cut to take the job I'm doing now. I walked away from fucking $12,500 a year of guaranteed salary just to get out of that fucking place to go to the new place, and I couldn't be fucking happier. The new job's fucking awesome, and I'm not treated like a piece of shit. I'm not treated like the fucking enemy. I don't have bald assholes like grilling me about like why I don't want to be fucking paid my current fucking salary. And as you can probably tell by my fucking anger, I didn't get the fucking gig. I went through the whole fucking interview process, got treated like shit by this fucking hack asshole. And then they actually had like another meeting with me. Not this bald fuck, but like the other guy that was there with him. They had another meeting with me. And I'm like, oh, I must have it. Like, why the fuck are they going to have a meeting with me if I don't get the fucking job? And he's like, you didn't get it, but I just want to go over some things that you can improve on. So I just let this piece of shit talk. And then after like 5 minutes of listening to his shit, I was like, let me see if I got this right. I didn't get the job. And instead of just sending me an email saying like, thanks for your interest or whatever the fuck, you didn't get the position, you're wasting my time by dragging my ass out of bed to come to this fucking meeting just so you can tell me that I didn't get the job. He's like, well, yeah, it's a courtesy. I was like, this is a courtesy? It's a fucking courtesy? Say, hey, dickhead, like, you suck. I'm going to list off the reasons why you suck. Here's why I didn't get the fucking job. That's a fucking courtesy for me? It's not a fucking courtesy. This is ridiculous. He's like, well, we just don't think you'd be efficient enough for the job. I was like, motherfucker, I'm a grade 63 on the fucking sales floor. You're telling me that I'm not competent enough to do a job I would be taking a fucking 3-tier demotion for. I got news for you. They give that job that I was applying for to people who fucking failed the insurance licensing exam. If you fucking get hired and you fail the exam, they're like, oh, fuck, just go to this fucking department. You could take a fucking hobo off the street, hit him in the face with a fucking frying pan and throw him in that fucking department, and he'd do just fine. But I'm not fucking qualified for it. You know why? Because I didn't want to lose my ass off the fucking phones. My old job would dare you to fucking quit. I finally called her bluff. I was like, you know what? Fuck off. I cannot fucking believe how much better off I am at this new fucking gig. And I hope that fucking bald piece of shit who interviews me, I hope he fucking chokes on a chicken bone this fucking holiday season. Fuck you. You know what the fucking crazy thing is too? Like, he did this with everybody. Like, other people who interviewed for it, they're like, dude, was that bald fucking piece of shit to you as well? Yes, he was. I'll be back Sundays and Wednesdays. That's when new podcast episodes come out. I'm on Apple Podcasts and Google Podcasts and Spotify, iHeartRadio. Podbean's the host of the cast. Every fucking episode is there. I'm on Twitter, it's @JohnsonHateYou. Instagram, @maybe5minutes. And on my Facebook timeline, right in my timeline. I just said fucking timeline. In my Facebook timeline.